الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل، أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم، ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا، وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by once again meeting for one purpose, to fulfill our obligation to link our spirituality towards that which is good. If one looks at the Quran and studies the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran talks about many different things. He talks about, as you are aware, prayers, which is salah, zakah, and how it's a purifier of our wealth. He talks extensively regarding various aspects of social well-being, how to take care of your wife, how to take care of your family. He talks about Hajj, and from the Hadith we know full well, when a person comes back, especially from inshallah, and accepted Hajj, it is as if that individual is born alternatively without any sins. But you will notice, when Allah talks about Hajj, talks about Salah, talks about Zakah, talks about dress code, how to dress and not dress, talks about striving in the path of Allah, defending your country, defending your land for that which is good, nowhere does Allah say, even if you gave someone your wealth as a loan and they never paid you back, nowhere does Allah say, for doing any of these things, Allah loves you. Imagine, you perform salah all your life, you gave charity all your life, you read Quran all your life, you went for Hajj every year from the day you were mature. Allah never said once, He loves you. However, if one was to reflect upon any of these things, why does Allah need to say He loves you? When you perform salah, for who are you performing salah? For Allah. But it cleans up who you are. It makes you a better person. When you give charity, it benefits you. It cleanses your wealth. When you go for Hajj, it links you to Allah. It makes you a better person. It benefits you. When you follow the rules of religion in your dress code, it benefits you. When you give wealth and you share your wealth with someone else, even though they did not pay you back, it benefits you. It benefits you because you will not slander them. You will not gossip about them. You will not put them down. You'll make salah. You'll have patience and you'll say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah, from Allah my wealth came. It went back in the path of Allah. You lose a child, Allah doesn't say He loves you. Because you made sabr. And by making sabr, you gain closeness to Allah. But my brothers and sisters in Islam, there is one place that Allah does say He loves you. That means, everything you do, Allah is not going to say He loves you. But one thing if you did, Allah loves you. As Allah says in the Quran, and it's an ayah that you've heard repeatedly,
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ.
Allah says, if you want love and you want Allah to love you, that, oh Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, tell to the people, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If, imagine Allah is saying, if it so happens that you love Allah, O believers, then it is your duty to follow Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So if you perform your salah and you don't love the Prophet of Allah and you don't follow how he wants you to perform your salah, you just stand anyhow, like as if you're in your store or wherever you are. And what you say? I know the answer you're going to say. Brother, it's my relationship with my Allah. Don't tell me how I must stand. We have the answers ready. Allah looks at my heart. So don't worry how I stand. If Allah looks at your heart, why do we have rules and regulations in Islam? Why is there rules and regulations regarding wudu? Why is there rules and regulation how you must stand in the direction you must face? Why is there rules and regulation regarding how and whom you must give your zakah? And how you must go for hajj? And when you must go for hajj? You say, Allah looks at my feelings, Allah knows my niyyah, I'll go, I like Christmas, Christmas I get off, that's when I go for hajj. You can't do that. So what does the Quran say? In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, it becomes important and imperative that you will follow Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in every single of your actions. And يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah says, Allah will love you. My brothers, if Allah loves you and I, that's it. Then we have attained what we have needed to attain. How do you know Allah loves you? You will notice, even in your difficulty, in your challenge, life will be easy for you. You won't be running behind your cell phone. Okay, this is happening, that is happening. I've got to call this person, I've got to call that person. Because you will realize one thing, Allah loves me. My life is easy. My life is comfortable. Allah has given me more than everyone else. Not today's sales quota was down. That's it. Everything goes helter-skelter. And we start making threats. If things keep on going down, then this is going to happen and that's going to happen. Then we go home and we tell the wife, business was bad. You know she needs to go shopping today. Who is she shopping for? She needs to buy food for you. She needs to buy food for the children. But now, because you don't have total tawakkul in Allah, you start complaining, moaning and groaning. Now she feels guilty, because she may not be going out to work. So what does she have to do now? She has to keep quiet. She can't tell you what she needs. Then because she knows you want her to yell at the kids, that she yells at the kid, oh, today we're going to only eat this, and today we only... My brothers, what are you doing with your life? That's what Allah is saying. If you love Allah, you will follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you'll accept whatever comes your way. You'll endure what comes your way. And you will not exploit innocent people that come around you to make a quick buck or to sort of pass on the blame to others. That's why it says in the Quran, An-Nabiyyu Awla Bil-Mu'mineen, that the Prophet of Allah is to be more preferred than anyone and everyone else out there. This is very important. Because when you give him as your preference, whether the market is up or the market is down, you accept. Whether business is good or business is bad, you accept. Whether you have a child or you lost a child, yes, it's difficult to lose a child, you accept. Whether you're living in America or in a hut in South Africa, you accept. Because that's what Allah accepted for you. That's what Allah has given you. And you don't complain. Now the Sahaba understood the value of this. And they had this deep love. That is why when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, you know, once the people came to him and said, oh Abu Bakr, you know, what if I tell you that a man went to the heaven, or the man went in Mi'raj, and he got the closest towards Allah than anyone else, what would you say? Would you call that man a liar? says, yes, I call that man a liar. Then they looked at him and said, now imagine, if someone tells you this, what are you going to do? And then after they gave me the facts that someone did go up, what are you going to say? Yeah, the person is a liar, but under the condition of this. See, the problem is we talk too much. That's the problem with you and I. Everything has to have a logic behind it. Everything must have a reason behind it. My brothers and sisters, that logic and reasoning is getting us in trouble with our families, with our society, with our culture, with the IRS, you name it. Just do what you've got to do and be open about it. And be clear about it. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was told, if a man says he went up in the clouds and in the skies, would you say he's a liar? He says, yes, I would say the man is a liar. Thereafter they said to him, but what if we tell you Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that man that is making the claim? As Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ
سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ.
What if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he went from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Bayt al-Maqdis and from Bayt al-Maqdis to the seven heavens, the closest anyone could go to Allah. He says, if he says it, I will accept it. Period. Story closed. This is what you call love. This is what you call iman. This is what you call yaqeen. This is what you call obedience. This is what you call truthfulness. That is why when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was beaten savagely, he was unconscious. That's it. He was unconscious. And you know the story full well. Close people come. They want to feed him. They want to give him water. They want to rejuvenate him. What does he say? How is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam? If he is good, I'm good. They say, you worried about him, we worried about you. You're about to die over here. You're about to leave. And you are asking, how is Muhammad? You got beaten up because of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People are picking on you because of him. You are dying, you're about to die because of him. And you are asking, how is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He will not allow a sip of water to go down his throat until he is told, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is fine. He's good. He's well. My brothers, we are living in challenging times right now. In the past 2-3 days, if you know the calls that we are receiving, you will be shocked. Muslims don't want to be Muslims. Young girls don't want to associate with Islam. Young boys don't want to associate with Islam. People that are involved in business and trade, the statements they are making for selling a pack of cigarettes and making 25 cents profit, the things they are saying, you will be shocked. You will be shocked because of fear they have. I'm not saying that fear is not justified or justified, but we are living in challenging times. But at the same time, we have to realize we are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And being hurt is nothing new. Being laughed at is nothing new. It happened back then. It's happening now and it will happen in the future as well. It's a reality you have to deal with. And when we accept this reality, then you know what happened to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ is revealed. As it is being revealed, he is crying. Everybody else is happy. Say, what is the old man crying for? What is the old man crying for? Allah is talking about glory. Allah is saying, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, things are going to happen. Muslims are going to have a great time. There's going to be, see, people of wisdom, they don't just look at one day, things are going good, everything is good. They are able to look at the past, match in the present, predict the future. not tricking in the sense of saying and doing fortune telling, no. But wisdom makes them think deep into things. And he started crying. Why was he crying? He says, because I know this surah is not about Muslims being victorious. It's about Rasulullah passing away. That's why I'm crying. Because once he goes, we are going to be in a state of chaos. And from then to now, you look historically, up and down we went, like the stock market curve. But my brothers, it goes up and it goes more down. It goes a little up and it goes a little more down. And it's not only Abu Bakr was this way. There was a female Sahabiyah. May Allah bless her. There was a war that took place. They come and tell her, your father died. What does she say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we come, to him we will return. And what does she say? How is Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? They say, we're telling you your father died, you're asking about Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then the news comes. Your son died. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How is Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? No answer. Third person comes. Your husband died. Imagine, your father dies. Your husband dies. Your child dies. What does she say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then she says, how is the Prophet of Allah? How is he doing? They say he's fine. She insists on seeing. When she sees the Prophet of Allah, she says, all the pain that went through my body when I found out about the death of my father, the death of my child, the death of my spouse, when I saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is as if all that pain is gone and the joy has come back into my life. My brothers and sisters, this is what we are going through right now. What is the thing that's going to get us back on focus, to get us back on our happiness, to get us back focused on that which is good, to get us focused on that which is positive? It's only one thing. Coming back to the ayah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. One thing will get you back. The belief that you love Allah. The understanding that the messenger was sent for a reason. And following that messenger in your everyday life. Whether it is good or bad, you give yourself to that system. You have to follow a system. You have to follow something. Give yourself to that system. And Allah says, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah would love you. Allah would love you to such a point, despite you having a negative past, a bleak past, an immoral past. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah says, I will forgive you. I will cleanse you. And I will not only forgive you and cleanse you, I would love you and bring you closer to me. Have this ayah in front of you. And inshallah, by having this ayah in front of you, you will see a change, not only in your life, but in your psyche, in your psychology, in your happiness, in your happiness, and the happiness of your family as well. May Allah help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.